Well, good morning. Happy Easter to you all. We continue the Easter season, and I'm happy that the Easter season is longer than the Lenten season. I get tired of talking about sin, but love, well, that's another topic altogether. You know, the readings speak to us about being happy. Happy are they, he says. And there are many people who are trying to tell us how to be happy, what we need to do or what we need to have in order to be happy. Money, possessions, perhaps thrills or adventures, safety, power, and so forth and so on. But Jesus has a whole different way, and that is the way of love. I have told you this, he says, so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. That's what we pray for, isn't it? That's what we pray for others, those we love as well. This is my commandment, he says, love one another as I love you. And adding those last words really raises the bar. Following Jesus' way is not easy, to love as he loves us. It is difficult even to grasp, even more difficult to do. In part, it's difficult to grasp because it includes our own experience of being loved. And sadly, for many people, they haven't got a lot to base that on. It also includes our loving others, which we are all capable of doing, but on a limited or conditional kind of basis. We don't love as God loves us, and we have no direct experience of that kind of love, except, of course, in Jesus Christ. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. So besides happiness, there's another motivation for us to grow in love, and that is that it is the door to the knowledge of God. To know God, not meaning to know about God, but rather in the scriptural definition of to know, meaning to have a deep, close, and personal relationship with God, as husbands and wives have with each other. This is to know God. To love. The love that we're talking about here, Jesus loves it not in terms of like a strong emotional feeling, that attraction of love, that's eros in the Greek. There's also philia in Greek, which is brotherly love, companionship. But this is agape, which includes sacrificial love, which includes the cross. It is a decision to love. And so it's not something we do casually. It's not something we do on a part-time basis. We can only succeed if it is a lifetime commitment. It is active love. Paul helps us here. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love is not pompous. It is not inflated and is not rude. Love does not seek its own interests. It's not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This love, he tells us, never fails. But it is a great challenge. We have some examples of this kind of love. Husbands and wives, that's why you are a sacrament. Parents and children, we see it oftentimes in you. We see it in the service ministries in our church and in our society, hospitals and schools. This love is a great challenge to us all. And it's made more complicated because love is not easy. We have religious, ethnic, political separations, divisions, and we see these even within families. And although we experience these divisions in the world in which we live, We cannot rest in this estrangement. Humanly speaking, it may not be possible to reconcile, but that's where we turn to God. Thank God. As people begotten by God, we too can believe what Gabriel told Mary. For God, nothing is impossible. It is possible for you and I to love in this way. It is the new possible, which includes loving everyone, including those we would rather not love, those we would choose to despise, those we might even call our enemy. But Jesus tells us our love cannot be limited, or it is not the love that he has for us. And this is where remain in my love becomes a key to our transformation. When Christ's kind of love seems impossible, perhaps a solution can be found in the first three of the 12-step program. To admit that we are powerless to love as Christ. To believe that God's grace can work wonders in us. And to invite God to accomplish in us what we ourselves cannot do alone. This depth of love opens our eyes to a new way of living, a new way of giving of ourselves. If we are open to love as Jesus, we can allow no limits to the love we have for others. Peter said it in today's second reading, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality." Believe it or not, Christ promises to us that this will bring to us the fullness of joy. This joy, then, is not something that we seek for ourselves, but rather a fruit of that when we seek it for others. We wish them to know and to experience the love God has for them, so that they too will know the joy that is Christ's promise. This joy comes to us then through living in God, with God, living in us, and touching the world through us.